Well, tonight I want to share a verse in the Bible that contains a lot of good stuff and that communicates a great opportunity for the believer to live a successful Christian life, and some neat principles in there. It's kind of interesting, as we look through the Bible, we can identify certain scriptures that really jump out to us and have some dynamite things to say to us. And the particular verse that I wanted to share with you tonight is Philippians 1:6. So in Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And I'd like to get into this verse and dissect it a little bit so we can have a little better understanding of what's being said. Look at some of the Greek words. For example, being confident. The word confident in the Greek is P-E-I-T-H-O. I think I'm better off trying to spell it than to pronounce it. But it means to persuade with words, influence with winning words, so that you will have trust. And sometimes it is translated trust. But the key here is persuading with words, or having winning words, so that you will have it come to pass, that you will see it come to pass. So we're being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work. And when we look at that particular word, will perform it, it's another Greek word, E-P-I-T-E-L-E-O, and it means to finish or bring to perfection. Okay? And so another place where it's used is 2 Corinthians 8:11. Now therefore, perform the doing of it. And that's that same Greek word. Perform the doing of it. That as there was a readiness of to will, so there may be a performance or finishing of it. Also out of that which you have. Pretty neat verse there. And then in Galatians 3:3, we see it used in this particular verse. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect? And that's that same word, perform, made perfect, translated here in the King James, by the flesh. No, you know, we're not made perfect by the flesh, are we? It's the Spirit that makes all the difference in the world. So, God hath begun a good work in you. And he's going to perform it. He will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And the word until is a Greek word, A-C-H-R-I. Interesting definition here. Continuing, being focused on the whole duration up to a given point. In other words, you stick with it. You're focused on it. You stay with it all the way through to the end. And that's when you look at this verse here, that he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's pretty neat, huh? So, the final latter part of the verse is until the day of Jesus Christ. And, of course, this is when Christ comes back for us, the saints. Our work on earth is done. When it's done and over, then we will have Christ come back. Now, let's see what we've learned here and put this all together. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing. Now, what thing is that? That thing is what he's worked in you, right? What he's worked in you, being confident with winning words, persuading words, because we have Christ in us. We have that great work that God has put in us. That he, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God will do his job. He's going to uphold his word. He will send his son back soon. But until that day comes, God will perform what he started in you. Isn't that neat? Because our life is not such a haphazard event, but every believer has a purpose before the Heavenly Father, and we have a calling. And so we recognize that and know that God will work with us. We have to have that confidence. We have to be persuaded by winning words that God's going to do this. You know, it says in Ephesians 2:10, Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, or his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, right? Which God hath before ordained that we should walk on them, in them. God will work with us. He will perform in us. He will bring our calling in the body of Christ all the way to the end when Christ returns for us. Our Father will bring to the end of what he has ordained you to do, continuing, fixing his attention on the whole duration up to that certain point when Christ returns. Now, we need to be confident. We need to be persuaded that God is working in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. We have work to do, don't we? So let's do it. We've got a great opportunity to have a successful Christian life. And so let's live that life. Let's really tap into it. So again, I'd like to just close out this sharing by saying God will do his job. He is going to uphold his word. He will send his son back soon. But until that day comes, God will perform what he started in you. So have that expectation that God works in you. He really does. So have that expectation. Have that confidence. He has called us to be his masterpiece. All right? So bless your hearts. Real thankful to be able to share this wonderful verse with you in some detail. And I'm excited that we can move on in spite of what's going on in the world. We can continue to do what God has called us to do in the body of Christ. Okay? Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and grace in our lives, that we can be very significant. Our life is significant because of what you called us to do. Each and every one of us have a purpose in this Christian lifestyle. So we're grateful and thankful that we can have a confidence, be persuaded with winning words of this work that you will perform in us. We love you, Father, and we thank you for how you continue to love us and work with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.